Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
It's up, Cass. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo. So, it's Andre 3000 over there.
So,
are you Andre 3000?
No, it's Miles.
Miles Tile.
Miles representing Iowa.
Not Andre 3000.
No, I wish
he's
I
like
was
a robot.
He's cool, man.
Robot. What's the other guy's name?
Oh.
I can't remember either.
Oh. Good stuff, though. Yeah.
So, what's going on?
I don't know.
Hey, you're supposed to start singing again, I think.
Hey,
that's your cue to start singing again, because you got nothing to say.
My baby. I'm really getting into reality TV.
Oh, well, getting into it, my God, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, I'm watching.
You're the guy who was watching Cops whenever it was, like, in its infancy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the greatest show ever.
That's right. It still is, by the way.
And then you're, you know, so, I mean, getting into it, I mean, have you signed up to be in one or something?
I feel like I have, because I've been watching my big, fat, obnoxious fiancé. And me and that guy are, like, built the same.
Yeah? Yeah.
It's like watching my twin.
Okay.
Almost.
I was going to say, he's a little more presentable for television than you are.
Oh, please. No, I'm watching. I'm like, my God. I mean, this is like me and my wife.
I didn't watch that. I saw that, the promos and stuff, and I'm like, you know what?
No, it's like watching me.
What's the use?
But it's
no,
not like,
it's not like watching you.
Huh?
That guy, in the promos, I've never watched the show, but in the promos, he, like, belches and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's belching around, like, the lady's family and out in public and stuff.
I do that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I thought you were more uptight than that.
No, I do that. When I get to know people, I will.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, like, I wouldn't do it to strangers.
Out of the food court, you just don't let it rip and everything.
Right.
Out of Diamond Dave's food court.
Yeah.
You're not just going, bleh.
I'm getting into that, and I want to say also I'm getting into reuniting the bands.
What's that?
VH1.
Oh, VH1, yeah.
Excellent show. Have you watched that?
No, it is called Reuniting the Band?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. I never watched that either because I looked at the listings.
Yeah.
It's like Kajagoogoo.
Yeah.
Who really gives a fuck if Kajagoogoo gets back together?
That's the cool part, though.
These are bands that you never watched whenever they were popular, and now we're getting them back together.
That's the cool part, though.
Kajagoogoo.
We want to get you together one night to play your one song.
Right, it's like One Hit Wonders Revisited or something.
And they're going to play like their same song for like 20 minutes, you know.
Okay, now we'd like to do the one that you all know.
To Sha Sha.
Yeah, that doesn't appeal to me. They had some better bands or something.
Acoustic, come on.
Now we're going to do Too Shy, with the Unplugged.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do Too Shy on the xylophone. Now I'm going to play the clarinet out of my butt while I do Too Shy.
You know what? I was thinking, who would we like to see reunited?
Who would we like to see?
And I think my two choices I would either like to see Men at Work.
My wife said KC and the Sunshine Band.
Well,
I don't think they really broke up. Yeah, Men at Work, okay.
Men at Work or Thompson Twins.
Thompson Twins, really?
Yeah.
Do they have to be from the 80s or what?
Well, I mean, that was kind of the theme of their show.
Oh, it was all 80s bands?
Well, it was like The Alarm and Kajagoogoo and Squeeze. And
I don't know. I mean, from the 80s, anybody get back together?
Yeah.
I really couldn't think of anybody.
I would think you would either say Wham or Culture Club.
Wham.
But
how about Wang Chung?
Yeah.
Did they actually break up or are they still going?
I don't know.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the greatest songs that just refers to themselves.
Yeah.
That has ever been made, really.
True, true, man.
Everybody Wang Chung.
But hats off, man. I'm really enjoying this TV, man.
I guess. Well, this is the reality is coming to its own, I guess.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Not really real, you know.
Right.
But,
yeah, but that reuniting the bands thing, man. Check that out.
You like that, huh?
Check
you
it
want
out.
To see Kajagoogoo. You want to see Chaka Khan and Rufus Beck together.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Is that what you want?
I don't, sure. Bring them on, man.
Is Earth, Wind, and Fire broken up? Would it, you know, this is like a Seinfeld bit. Could they really have Earth and Wind without the fire? Or could they just have fire and Earth? With no wind.
Let's get the Commodores back together.
If they got rain in there, and wind, and fire, and earth, could rain and earth get together and just be mud? Would it just be mud? Would wind blow out fire? That's a whole Seinfeld thing.
I don't know, man.
The Seinfeld moment.
That's good stuff, though.
Well, I want to tell you that I don't know if it's necessarily one of the signs of the apocalypse, but it certainly was shocking.
Okay.
And I happened to witness it. I don't know if anybody else even noticed, but I certainly did. And it certainly, it really has me thinking, if nobody else really noticed, then possibly I'm having very vivid illusions happening before me, little hallucinations, daytime hallucinations.
Okay.
All right, I'm leaving. I've had to go to work here on the weekends, and I'm leaving yesterday, which
right.
will be Saturday.
Right.
Today's Sunday right now. For those listening, you know, later in the week and so forth. So I'm driving, and I get on the highway. Now, for whatever reason, it's a fairly crowded highway for Saturday.
Okay.
I'm leaving around lunchtime, and I just get up to speed. And I'm there's like a bunch of cars piled up here and, you know, fairly stacked. But we're going fast, right?
Right.
So we're going like 65, 70 miles an hour, maybe 75. And I'm in behind this Ford Explorer, which, you know, if you think Ford Explorer, safety is possibly not the first thing that comes to your mind.
Sure.
And so we're going really fast, and I'm just kind of paying attention, you know, regular driving style, and a black and white cat comes sliding out from underneath a Ford Explorer.
What?
A live black and white cat.
Yeah.
Somehow appears underneath this Ford Explorer. It doesn't get run over.
Yeah.
And it's like cartoon clawing for its life to get off the road, coming at me at 65 miles an hour. And I mean, you could literally, in my head, I could hear the screeching and the clawing.
Right.
And this thing is scrambling like no cat I've ever seen scramble as it slides on its belly at over 65 miles an hour on the highway.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm behind this thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it just dropped out of nowhere.
Oh, my God.
It didn't get run over, and yeah. I swerved, and I avoided it.
Oh, my God.
I didn't hit it, and I look in my rearview mirror, and it scrambles off the road.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, I'm thinking, I mean, all this happens in like a split second.
Yeah.
I'm like, where the fuck did that cat come from?
Wow.
Because I'm in like, it came from like right between the tires of this car.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's all these cars, so I don't think it could have made it. It didn't like run across the highway.
Yeah.
It literally dropped out of someplace onto the road.
It sounds like a sequel to like Jacob's Ladder or something.
You know, I never have seen that.
Oh, well, you wouldn't get the joke.
But it was extremely vivid.
Yeah.
It was very scary, and I didn't want to hit the cat, you know.
Shut up. Come on, I would have added a little bit more of the humor to the show.
What, hitting the cat would be funnier?
Ka-thong, ka-thong.
I swerved to avoid the cat.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm totally dumbfounded, you know, like, what is going on?
In the meantime, you caused some big, huge pileup.
No, I didn't. I didn't even have time to hit the brakes. I literally just went skidding over to one side and then back onto the road. And I mean, there's other cars right behind me.
Yeah.
And I look up in my rearview mirror after I get, you know, and the cat's like off to the side of the road.
Right.
Running still, and I'm like, what are the odds? There's like, you know, semis and, you know, SUVs and all these cars
yeah.
everywhere, and this cat falls out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, scrapes his ass across the pavement at 65 and gets off the side of the road without getting run over.
That's
That's now, weird. I don't know if it got damaged, you know, and all that other business, but I can't imagine that, you know, sliding across the pavement didn't hurt the cat. But
right.
It wasn't bleeding. There wasn't blood everywhere.
You sure someone just didn't throw it out the Jeep? The
well, that's what I was wondering. I'd like, I thought at first, I thought somebody threw a cat out the window. I'm like, oh, my God, I just witnessed somebody chucking a cat out the window.
It's raining cats.
Exactly. But then I thought, well, but how did it get between? How could they actually throw a cat and get it between the tires?
He didn't say, like, suffering succotash.
No, he didn't say suck. And that wasn't even a very big cat. So I've come to the conclusion that either I'm having visions.
Yeah.
Well, and everybody's wondering why the hell I was swerving on the road. I don't know, I probably was drunk or something.
Yeah.
Or this cat, you know, it's been cold, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, like wild neighborhood cats and stuff will get up in cars by the engine to keep warm.
Right.
And I can only imagine that because we just got on the on-ramp.
Right.
But this cat was up underneath the hood of that car and got shook loose. Because, you know, there's some clearance on Explorers.
So. Sure.
And it literally fell out of the engine of that Explorer onto the pavement. Now, if that isn't a freaky sight, I don't know what is. I mean, what would you do? You'd probably hit the cat, but...
I probably would have locked them up and caused a big, huge pile up. And...
Well, no, I didn't have to. I was able to maneuver, you know.
My
superior driving skills.
You sure wasn't chasing the little yellow bird or
no,
something?
I wasn't chasing the little yellow bird, Sylvester.
I've never had that
Holy
happen,
shit.
Really.
Huh? But that's the weirdest thing. I mean, I've seen, like, you know, you always see the dead animals, right?
Yeah.
And on the side of the road, but I've never actually seen a live animal.
I mean, I've run over a cat once, but...
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You feel bad about that?
Yeah, I was on the way to the pet store, actually.
Oh, jeez.
Ran over a cat.
I was on the way to the pet store to purchase my illegal pets because I'm over the limit for the city, you know.
No, my wife was feeling bummed out, so I thought I'd take her to a pet store to cheer her up. And we ran over a cat on the way to the
pet store. Oh, jeez, that's great.
True story.
That's great.
True story.
So was she any happier then?
No, that really
you son of a bitch!
Her.
You should have locked him up!
Yeah, so... I'm glad that you avoided that whole
No,
thing.
I did. I didn't really want... I mean, I was heading there. I didn't want to run over a cat. I'd feel bad about that.
Oh, that's a horrible story.
Well, I thought it was amazing.
Oh, it's amazing, too, I guess.
But. I was somewhat tempted to stop and get the cat. But, I, you know, traveling that fast, it pretty much was out of view at a couple seconds. And so the likelihood of finding a cat with... And if it was a male cat, it didn't have a penis at that point because it slid across the pavement. But
well, if you live in the St. Louis area and you're missing a black and white cat,
right? Exactly.
Call Bob or contact the show.
Or if you threw one out the window, I'd really like to know who you are so I can avoid you.
Whoever you are.
But that was just it was just bizarre. Probably one of the I can't even stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
I really wish I would have been able to. Tape that so I could just have this cat flying out of nowhere. And
I think we're just going to have to keep cameras in our car.
I think it'll be like the police.
Yeah. Keep a video camera rolling, man.
One item 12. We got cats falling out of engine compartments here on the highway. But yeah, it's the freakiest thing. It just totally weirded me out. It's worse than you answering the door at college without your shirt on.
Oh, man.
And somehow you answering the door without your shirt on kind of looked like a cat that had been dragged across the highway at 65 miles an hour.
Well, not every day you see pussy on the highway.
There you go. Ba-doom-ba. Right. So what's up with you? Anything?
I got lucky at the video store.
You got lucky?
Sorry, I mean, not what you're thinking, but just...
What, did you get a free rental or something?
No, I've got connections, you know, and I...
Your connections.
I've got connections, and, like...
But you're the guy who used to tell everybody, after some woman said hi to you, some girl said hi, that you had, you know, you had a thing with her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a thing with her.
No, it's
so
like...
So now video connections is basically somebody recognized you.
Yeah.
Said hi to you or something as you came into the store, and so now you got connections.
No, I was there, and, like, there's all these people. There's, like, 100 people at the store, you know?
Yeah?
And so, you know, the crew that works there, they know me pretty well by now, you know.
We don't have any adult movies. None.
No, but, like, you know, one of them came up and said, oh, what are you looking for? And I said, well, you know, there's a couple, three I was thinking about, but
one of them was that Ashton Kutcher movie, right?
Yeah, that stupid Ashton Kutcher movie, you know. And, like, a minute later, he comes up with it.
Yeah?
He's like, well, here, dude, take this.
Dude.
Like, someone just put it back in our box, man, take it.
All right. Do you feel
like
bad about that?
Of all these people, and I have the movie they want.
No, you don't.
In my hand.
Because they don't know what they want.
No. Right?
Yeah, I hear you.
So I get up there, and, like, the store manager is there, and, like, you know, she's like, you know, ring up the movie. She's like, even she was like, how did you get this? I'm like, I can't really say. She goes, no. She goes, wait a minute, don't tell me, because you're going to cause a riot if you tell me how you got this. Don't tell me how you got it.
So they slipped you. What was the movie they slipped you?
Unfortunately, it was my boss's daughter.
Oh, jeez.
Which is a horrible...
I'm doing favors for the Blockbuster dudes on my boss's daughter's movie.
Yeah. Well, we won't say what chain it is here. Let's just say it's Family Video. How's that?
A Family Video? Oh,
yeah.
It's not Blockbuster?
Huh?
Is it Blockbuster?
No, it's Family Video.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't think that's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but wow, it was weird, like, you know?
See, now, I don't think anything of that.
It was like, hey, Paisan, here's your movie, hey.
I worked at a video store.
You did that? You'd look out for people?
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, hey, dude, come here. Here's Harry Crumb, man.
I would have, like, stacks of stuff for people to come in.
Really?
Yeah. And then the next guy would come up and, no reservations. Hey, could you... no reservations.
What a dick.
Well, what about... Well, I know that person.
What a dick, man. Hey,
dude, what's... Hey, it's
only
like 10 after 5. Am I late? Yep, you got to pay. And then somebody walks in behind him and he's, oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's all being connected, you know.
It is. It's great being connected.
I would do things, you know.
It is great being Miles Teitel, you know.
Well, I used to get my wife knew me back then. I gave her free movies all the time.
I bet you did.
And I think I gave free VCR, too.
Really?
Yeah. At least nice. Well, that was a time when everybody didn't have one. So.
Oh, yeah. It's
been a long time now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, free rental, free movies.
All right.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah, cool.
I'm telling you.
Would you like popcorn, too?
Well, I only have popcorn.
They didn't have popcorn?
No.
Wow.
But, yeah, you know.
Cool.
Free movies. I do all the time. Even pornos.
Really? Your wife got pornos?
No, my wife didn't get pornos.
I wouldn't expect that.
No.
What was she watching? Okay.
Yeah, no. Other friends would want pornos, and I'd say, yeah, I'll look for that.
Oh.
And then whenever it came in, I'd say, hold it for him.
Well, do you have anything in porn?
What do you mean?
You know.
No, certain people wanted to have certain stars, you know.
Oh, I see.
You know.
You got anything with Don Knotts in a porn?
Yeah. You got that Ghost and Mr. Chicken porn?
You got the,
I've been waiting for that one. How about that incredible Mr. Limpet? Got that incredible Mr. Limpet porno?
Well,
what are you doing here, huge breasty knocker girl? Ho, ho, ho!
Could you say, come on, my tit?
I was just going to go out and get something to eat.
You're going to say, like, come on, my tit. Bad voice.
Do what? Oh, well, I don't know if I could do that with both of you. Oh, I'll have to call up my friend Andy. Hey, And! You know, they only let me have one bullet. Yeah, Don Knotts, pornos. Oh! Oh, yeah, baby. That's the way to do it. Barney's got a lollipop. Don't call me deputy. Call me sheriff. Oh. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
I think
how
that's
about
the, that? That's the best of Don Knotts porno right there.
All
right. Oh! Oh, baby! There you go. Till next time.